Lisa Cullen will be joining us shortly, and Chris is out running the job. So we are obviously live. Garden Gossip is live every Friday morning at 11. The show will be rebroadcast Fridays at 9 p.m., Saturday mornings at 11, and Mondays at 5 a.m. Garden Gossip is brought to you by Montecito Landscape, creating beautiful gardens for over 50 years. Call today for a free home garden consultation. You can call us at 969-3984 or go to MontecitoLandscape.com. Today we have Deborah Lee Baldwin, succulent book author, expert, queen of succulents, and artist. If you have any questions, the number to call is 805-564-1290. And now it's time for garden news.
Yippee.
Well, it's not even garden news, but my news is I got engaged. So now the whole world can know.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, gardeny news.
Yeah, it'll be in a garden, I'm sure.
So when's the big day?
Oh, we haven't made one yet.
Oh, okay.
It just happens.
I'm hoping for like August, July.
Yeah, some warm time of year.
July, August.
Yeah, you people who...
No danger of rain, outdoors, or not.
Yeah, you people who like the warm weather, you know.
I know. Well, you know how it goes.
I'd have it in Alaska.
Back
to garden news.
Tomorrow is the first annual St. Inez Valley salute to the veterans. They used to have it down here at the Carriage Museum, but because there's no parades happening this year, it's happening up in San Ynez, and it's from 11 to 6. It's going to be at the Maverick Saloon. All proceeds benefit veterans organizations, and it's free admission. So they're going to have the pinup girl contest, the flyover, military vehicle display, live music, and prizes, and much, much more. So if you want to take a trip up to the valley tomorrow, go support the veteran.
That sounds like fun. Yeah.
It is fun. I've always gone every year here when it's here. So possibly I'll take a trip up there tomorrow.
This is fun.
Kind of cool. Something's going on at the Botanic Garden. They are wanting to build backcountry casitas. So if you're an architect, contractor, hobbyist, artist, or maybe a student of these crafts, the garden has an exciting opportunity for you to participate in bringing three design structures to life in 2022. If you're interested in sharing your work with the community, they invite you and or your design build team to submit designs for consideration. And if you're selected, you'll be awarded a $5,000 stipend to get started. The deadline for submissions is December 15th.
Wow.
Fun, I guess. Yeah. Let's see. The food bank, not only are they having their empty bowls, which is going to be December 5th. It's $30 a ticket. You get your homemade soup and a bowl of your choice. And it's going to be at the food bank.
Huh.
I think it's going to be outside even.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I think you said that.
And then also for the food bank, it's time to drop off your turkeys and chickens or any kind of food that can help for the holidays, Monday through Friday, 7 to 3. They are taking donations at their warehouse all the way through November 24th. So
wonderful.
Give them cash. And this sounds fun too. A youth makers market. Application for December pop-up is now open. Know anyone that is 17 and younger who's an artist? Tell them to apply. All proceeds they make, they keep. And it's going to be on Saturday, December 18th from 11 to 2 at 631 Garden Street. What a fun thing for kids.
Yeah.
What's
normally happening at 631 Garden Street? Do you know?
I don't know.
I'm going to check it out just out of curiosity because I have no idea what that is.
That maybe that's art from scrap.
I don't know. I'm going to find out right
now.
Not sure
either.
It's on the corner.
Huh. Is it Haley and Garden?
Oh, no, they gave me a...
Anyway, while you're figuring that out, Lotus Land is having a documentary film screening at the Libero about Luda, a passion for architecture, life, and design. It's going to be about Luda Riggs. There's going to be a patron reception, a screening, and a panel discussion, and that's Saturday, November 20th at the Libero Theater. If you want to do the patron reception and screening, it's $75. General admission is $35. And then also save the date, even though it's not till February 2022, but they're going to have a private reception at El Hogar, which is a historical George Washington Smith home. So tickets are available for that at lotusland.org. They're available November 15th. So starting Monday, you can get tickets.
Wow. And we've seen that film. That was the film that came out at the film festival several years ago.
Yeah.
Well, the answer to where this little art display is at 631 Garden Street, it's that little place where they work on the solstice.
Oh, yeah. It used to be a recycling center.
Yeah, exactly. And it's got these really beautiful iron, you know, rusty gates that somebody made. Yeah, that's what
that
it
is. Where the youth makers market will be.
Nice.
Fun for, you know, gosh, I wish I had that when I was a kid.
Great?
Still crafty.
Still crafty after all these years.
Well, anyway, let's have a way to happiness, and then we'll take a break, and we'll come back and talk to Deborah Lee Baldwin.
All right.
How about be industrious?
I like it.
Work is not always pleasant, but few are unhappier than those who lead a purposeless, idle, and bored existence. Children gloom to their mother when they have nothing to do. Sorrow itself can be eased by simply getting busy at something. Morale is boosted to high highs by accomplishment. In fact, it can be demonstrated that production is the basis of morale. People who are not industrious dump the workload on those around them, and they tend to burden one. The way to happiness is a high road when it includes industriousness that leads to tangible production.
Thanks,
all right,
Leanna.
Well, it's time for a break. So you're listening to Garden Gossip on AM 1290. We'll be right back.
Oh, you know we are cats, so verified. We know we are cats, a chorus with incredible cats. Oh, yes, easy, unforgettable cats, an unusual breed. Pay attention, we're cows. Did we mention we're cows?
Now a number is through. Mooby dooby moo moo.
Santa Barbara, goodbye. How I miss ya. I'm a vista.
Welcome back to Garden Gossip with Lisa Cullen and me, Leanna Finley of Montecito Landscape. Garden Gossip is brought to you by AgriTurf on Las Positas and Modoc. AgriTurf has everything your garden needs, including organic solutions to any garden problem. And AgriTurf's trained professionals can answer any of your garden questions. You can call AgriTurf at 805-569-2257. And now we welcome Deborah Lee Baldwin.
Well, hello, Deborah. So nice to see you. That's one thing I really like about the Zoom thing. In fact, I'm going to your website right now. I meant to, there it is. Okay, good. I meant to go to your website because I'm a huge fan. Well, Deborah Lee Baldwin, let's introduce for anybody who might not know who Deborah Lee Baldwin is. My gosh, she's the queen of succulents. She's taken succulents and made it, what could we say, your entire career.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's exactly right. For the last 17 years, I've been beavering away on the subject of succulents, which was pretty much launched with my first book, Designing with Succulents, that's now out in a completely revised second edition.
Really?
Yes, Designing with Suck Nuns. And it is my magnum opus, but I do have two other books I'm very proud of, Succulents Simplified and Succulent Container Gardens. And you, dear Lisa, oh, you have been so supportive, you and Chris, from the get-go of my books. And, you know, we are cut from the same cloth because as a scout and writer for Sunset Magazine, I developed what I call the sunset aesthetic, the ability to recognize and define good design. And you're out there in the trenches creating it in the optimal climate for succulents. So yeah. All we need to do, my dear, is live closer together. I'm in North San Diego County.
I couldn't agree more. In fact, of course, I want to mention DeborahLeeBaldwin.com. I mean, I'm sure even if you misspell her name, you'll get there.
Oh, but yeah.
There is just, I can't say enough about, if you're interested in succulents, there's so much. You don't need to go anywhere else. Just go to DeborahLeeBaldwin.com and you'll get the answers to, and you can ask any question. It's fabulous. But I was thinking, you know, this year has been quite challenging drought wise. And is that, is it the same in San Diego County? Are you experiencing the same degree of drought?
Yes. Well, we seem to have a climate pattern that's sort of like a stomach ache. You know, it comes and goes. there are just these periods of groaning where we're parched, we're dry, nothing's working. And then all of a sudden, whoosh, oh dear, maybe that's not quite the analogy I wanted.
But, the whoosh, I got it.
Yeah, the whoosh, you got it, yeah.
But are you getting rain?
Well, when we get rain, it seems to fall in great quantities all of a sudden and sort of wash off and not sink in. No, we did have that storm that you had. It descended into Southern California, as far south as North San Diego County, where I live. But I think you probably got more of it farther north. And then here we are, you know, and really, Lisa, can we complain? Because it is the most stunningly beautiful day outside. And okay, we haven't had rain since that storm, which was, a month ago. But our gardens, oh my goodness, there's something about rainwater. In fact, I just did a newsletter on how rainwater changes the pH.
I read that.
Yeah. And, I tried to simplify the science of it and explain how a more acidic water for your succulents, and for that matter, your entire garden, helps to unlock nutrients that are and minerals that aren't available in a more alkaline water, which is typical of what we water our residential gardens with. So that's why after a rain, plants just burst forth with the most lush and happy look, even though so many of them are going into dormancy. You'd almost expect the opposite. You'd expect them to throw up their leaves in despair after a long hot summer and just sort of collapse into a winter slumber. But no, they perk up. And certain ones actually come out of dormancy, like the aeoniums and the senecios. Aeoniums are those big green, daisy-like, thick-leaved green succulents. Now, not all of them are huge. There are a lot of different varieties, but
they're like rosettes.
Daisy-like rosettes. And when I say daisy-like, I'm referring to the shape, not the texture. Yeah. But we, you know, here in Southern California, and it's very true of Santa Barbara, we have a climate that's very similar to the Canary Islands, where aeoniums are from.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I started out with a common misconception, which was very quickly clarified, that if we can grow aeoniums here, You can grow them in Florida and Hawaii with equal success, because those three climates, Southern California, Florida, and Hawaii, all seem to have pretty much the same ideal vacation, sunny climate. But no, the difference is we have summer drought. They have summer rainfall, which Aeonians don't know what to do with and crap out. I mean, they just kind of wah and rot. But here we can grow what they can't grow, or you really have a hard time growing anywhere else in the world but the Canary Islands. We can grow dozens of different varieties of Aeonium, from the very popular little rosette variegate Aeonium kiwi with rosettes that aren't much bigger than ping pong balls, to the big Aeonium canariensis, which is, you know, at maturity, maybe 18 inches in diameter.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And you see them everywhere. I mean, you see them as far north as Santa Cruz. So up and down the coast, but really they love a maritime climate.
Fantastic. Well, I was wondering, you know, with the drought and everything, of course, you've always been on the cutting edge. What would we say? We'd say you've been ahead of the curve for years, right?
Yeah.
But have you found in your area, with the water being less available generally, and the word about drought and us all having to reduce our water usage, have you found an increase in demand for succulents?
Oh, no question. You know, from the get-go, back when my first book came out in 2007, the timing was perfection because of the drought, because succulents by definition are plants that withstand periods of drought by storing water in fleshy leaves and stems. So perfect, right? However, and as a designer, you'll appreciate that, I think that drought is a propelling factor in the popularity of succulents and getting rid of thirsty lawns and other, you know, thirsty plantings. But if it weren't for the aesthetics of the plants, they would just be one more thing we need to do.
Yeah, that's a good point. Succulent, and the thing that's great about succulents, as you can talk about, is they, every color, every texture, every size. In fact, I was going to ask you, I've seen this new variety of Senecio, which, you know, call it blue fingers. But have you seen this tall, I can't remember what it's called, skyscraper? Have you seen this? Is it Senecio skyscraper? Have you heard of that one?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, there are so many different Senecios. And of course, what we're talking about, the common one your listeners would probably be most familiar with, are the blue chalk fingers.
Which
have in some areas replaced common pickleweed or Carpobrotus as a ground cover that tolerates, you know, drought along the coast. And it's much more aesthetically interesting because it is sky blue.
Right.
It does require more maintenance than the pickleweed, or, you know, commonly called ice plant, because it needs to be cut back and replanted when it gets leggy. But that also makes it branch. So that's a good thing. It makes it thicker, and, you know, once you have it, you'll keep having it because you're restarting it from cuttings. As far as skyscraper goes, I'm not surprised, but personally, I haven't heard of it. And trust me, that's one thing I'm going to Google when I get off the air.
And I might have the name wrong, but it's something that's newly available in the wholesale nurseries.
Oh.
And it just, in fact, I'm going to look it up for you.
You got the name right.
Did I have it right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had never heard of it, and Chris told me about it. And but anyway, I think we have to go on a break, but maybe we'll snoop around on it. And when we get back, we're talking to Deborah Lee Baldwin of Succulent Fame, and you're listening to Garden Gossip on AM 1290. We'll be right back.
Macho! in my yard. They live up in my trees. I wonder what those bugs are like, and do bugs have knees? Some are icky, some are cute, some ladybugs are men. So look at all the bugs in the world and do this dance again. Oh, so do the bug.
Welcome back to Garden Gossip with Lisa Cullen, Leanna Finley, and Deborah Lee Baldwin.
Hey, well, we just had some fun during the break. I introduced Deborah Lee Baldwin to a new succulent release, a new version that you weren't aware of before. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to be on it like a hound on a meatball. This looks fabulous.
I know.
Well, my first concern was, since it's a tall, slender Senecio, is that it would flop, which is what they do. I mean, flop over.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. You have to keep cutting your Senecios back and replanting them because of that tendency. But you told me after Googling it that it needs no staking.
Well, we'll find out, won't we? That was from the Sunset website that I got that information. So we'll see. It's a new release. And the truth is, it's probably going to need some pruning, as in all plants after a year or something. They need an annual whack back. But Senecio is so easy to grow that, my gosh, it's like make friends with a neighbor who has lots of succulents and you will always have succulents.
In fact, I'm the most popular person on my block.
Oh, I'll bet. In fact, you're speaking of the holidays. Of course, I don't want to dissuade people from shopping on your website, which we'll talk about that in a minute. But imagine if you have succulents in your garden, your gifts to your friends, it's predestined, right?
Yeah. All you have to do is pick some pretty ones and put them in a basket. It's so nice when you have someone move in nearby just to, show up with a bouquet of succulent cuttings. I don't bake. And if I tell myself that I need to take up cookies, it'll never happen. But just spontaneously, I'll see something pretty in the garden and, just arrange it nicely, maybe, even in tissue paper, and either leave it on their doorstep or ring their doorbell. And there you go. You've made friends with your neighbors.
I love it, because actually when you're going to do that with succulents, shouldn't they sort of dry out a little bit anyway before you plant them?
Absolutely. I say absolutely, but actually I mean just the opposite. That is conventional wisdom.
Okay.
And it's a matter of do as I say, not as I do. Because when I'm in a hurry taking cuttings, especially from Senecios and Aeoniums this time of year, I don't set them aside because I get distracted. And then a week or two later, I find them underneath my potting bench. What I do with common succulents that I'm not worried about losing, or if I do happen to lose a few, it's not going to be the end of the world. I just snip, dig a divot in the soil and replant. And I go through my garden beds like that. And then I rip out the rest of the plant that's now, had its head chopped off, and toss it. So that's the practical gardener in me. However, from a cautionary perspective, if you have plants that you treasure, like I plan to treasure this new Senecio ficoides, what was the common name? Skyscraper. I wouldn't do it with that. I would be very careful to harden off the cut end, let it callus, let it heal over before I went to take cuttings. I mean, went to plant the cuttings.
Sure.
To propagate it. Yeah. So does that make sense?
Absolutely. And truthfully, we, just like you, when we're out doing it in somebody's garden, we do just what you're talking about. We whack them, stick them in the hole, and there's never any trouble.
There doesn't seem to be, but it could very well be that we don't have the soil pathogens that other people may have difficulties with.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. What works for us is not necessarily universal. So we have to keep that in mind, especially when you're addressing an international audience. I just got an email today from somebody in Mexico with a bug I've never seen that's chewing away on their graptopetalum.
Oh my gosh.
Well, bugs tend to be indigenous to certain areas. They seldom travel that far. But I'm going to have to tell her, honey, that's a hideous looking infestation. Just bag it for the trash.
Sounds terrible. But I like that idea of taking your succulents from your garden and just putting them, arranging them into a bouquet. That's so smart. I love that. And they're so easy, you know. I mean, that's I love my orchids, you know, my hanging orchids. However, they are a lot more difficult to keep alive than succulents.
Well, you know, speaking of keeping things alive and indigenous bugs that don't travel, could we take just a second to detour into the agave snout weevil?
Oh my God, nothing would make me happier.
Okay, yes. All right. Well, speaking of nasty pests from Mexico, you know, generally bugs don't travel far and wide, but in the tequila fields of Mexico, where they grow the tequila agave plant, is a bug that has made itself very happy chewing away on these plants. And decades ago, this was the larva that you would find in the tequila bottle to show that it had a high alcohol content. It's gross. But if the alcohol in that tequila preserved the larva, then that was a selling point, evidently. I mean, okay, maybe it's a cultural difference. To us, it's just gross. But okay, so that larva comes from a black beetle about the size of your thumbnail that has a proboscis that curves forward. Now, this is the agave snout weevil. Well, it's a flightless beetle. So it stayed in Mexico for the longest time until, and I don't know if I can take credit or blame for this, succulents started being extremely popular in Southern California. Now, there was still the desert for the beetle to cross, but it managed, and it got into the Palm Desert area, those very high-end homes and gardens. A lot of them very sleek and some of those modern or mid-century homes look so stunning with big agaves in front of them. They're in scale, they're in proportion, the geometry, the symmetry, the living sculptures of those agaves. I mean, really, one or two agaves is all you need to make a landscape. A lot of crushed rock. So Mr. Weevil goes creeping across the border, eating its way from agave to agave, and finally makes it to Southern California. Now, this little flightless beetle has the potential to take down an agave the size of a Volkswagen in a matter of months, unless you treat for it. And I have a whole page. I've researched this since 2017. I have a whole page on DeborahLeeBaldwin.com on the snout weevil. Go there and type weevil in the search bar.
And I'm looking at it right now because I was on your website and I'm seeing that you have a whole
A whole page.
What to do.
And that I update as soon as I get new information, because I'm still learning about it as our
Now, you suppose that they literally came in on agaves that were grown in Mexico or somewhere and on somebody's truck, and they sort of just imported themselves that way?
Well, you know, think about it. Now, the weevil, you know, although flightless, has managed to fly across the Atlantic Ocean and is now infesting agaves in Spain and Portugal.
Seriously?
Did it fly under its own power on its own wings? No, it went on an airplane, probably in first class.
Oh, in somebody's suitcase.
In an agave hidden in a carry-on bag.
I'm understanding. Well, it's the way that the whole chestnut forests in the East Coast were destroyed by the European chestnut that was brought in and destroyed and that had a blight that destroyed the U.S. chestnut population.
So the resourceful beetle, but there is hope if you're concerned about an infestation. And I have videos on it where I show how you can test for infestation by just taking two fingers and pushing on the center cone of an agave. If you push and it rocks a little bit, if you can push the whole thing over and look at the rotten core, you might see grubs. But test early and often and prevent that from happening.
Wow. Good. And I'm telling you this, I'm looking right here on your website and you've got these fabulous photos and the ugliest grub I've ever seen. That grub is enough to make you go, oh no, I don't want that. It's terrible.
They're gross. Yeah.
Wow. Totally gross. Are you looking at it, Leanna, by any chance?
I'm about to, but it's time to take a break. So stay tuned. You're listening to Garden Gossip on AM 1290. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Pumpkin pie. Like it in my dreams, and I like it in my mouth, and I like the way they make it down south. Got it in my pocket, and I got it in my brain, and if you don't get it, you go crazy. Somebody pass the whipped cream. Coffee. I gotta have coffee. Give me coffee. I love coffee.
Welcome back to Garden Gossip with Lisa Cullen, Leanna Finley, and Deborah Lee Baldwin. And we're moving off of the nasty topics now.
The gross grub discussion. Hey, we're going to talk about our favorite subject, which is holiday shopping. And if you go to DeborahLeeBaldwin.com and there's this, and you go to the blog, there's the most recent cactus calendar. Is that it?
Yeah, succulents 2022 calendar is now available on my Zazzle store. So if you go to DeborahLeeBaldwin.com and type calendar into the search bar or Zazzle, or for that matter, gifts. I mean, the search bar is, I have an immense website and it's a bit overwhelming for visitors. So there it is.
Oh, yeah, I just found it. If you go onto your website and that little thing that the little blog post about the calendar and it says go to my online store, then it automatically takes you there, which is great. Yeah. And I have to say, I noticed, in fact, I'm going back to your website. Hold on a second. And you've got this, I'm going to laugh, not at you, but just at the concept of, what do you have here? You have watercolors the easy way or something like this, right?
Yeah.
Now, you are such a brilliant artist that I think to myself, yeah, right, me. No, I don't think so. You've got this great little YouTube. I never thought of going to your YouTube channel. How about
that? Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Watercolor the Easy Way with Deborah Lee Baldwin. Well, you're, and I have to say, all you people out there, Deborah Lee Baldwin is the unbelievable artist. I mean, if you look at her stuff, you're just going to go, what? How's that possible? Don't you think, Leanna? I mean, it's just amazing. Anyway, there you go. That's what I have
to say. Well, thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Gosh, you know, I have to credit the requirement for me to provide Sunset Magazine with scouting photos during the time that I was their main scout for Southern California, San Diego County. I had to take photos just to show the editors, not necessarily for publication, that convinced them that they would... they could envision these particular gardens or plants in the magazine. So I got pretty good at it before, you know, everybody was a photographer, and which is a wonderful thing, of course, but I got into the aesthetics of succulents. And as a result, I now have thousands of wonderful photos of gardens and succulents that I use to inspire my watercolors, which is a hobby I've had all along. So that's sort of how it all came together. And I was one of the first to do watercolors of succulents. And so that morphed into a calendar, which I created, as a gift for friends like you and family members and colleagues. And then that started giving me a deadline. So I would actually get around to painting, because you know how it is. All these get shoved to the side. And so now, come hell or high water, I do at least a dozen watercolors a year. And if I don't get the calendar out in a timely fashion, I hear from people. That's like,
I'm sure you do.
Are you doing a calendar this year? But you know what Zazzle has done? And I use Zazzle because they're a fulfillment company with really high quality. They do take 90% of what they sell my calendars for, which is kind of crazy. But
I'll say,
clearly I don't do it for the income, but
clearly.
But what's wonderful is they have started reissuing my past calendars in a 2022 format.
Oh, so, brilliant. Yeah.
So now instead of just 12 images to choose from, you've got, maybe 10 times that many, because I've been doing it for nearly 10 years.
Oh, that's very smart of them.
Well, and you know what's nice? And people tell me this. They buy the calendar and then they take it apart and they'll frame the individual pages. So I'm really honored and flattered that people would like the paintings enough to do that. And it's a very realistic style. It's very photo realism. So it's a watercolor interpretation of a photo. I don't get all crazy with my style.
That's great, though. They're great. Well, anyway, that's great. And of course, the mugs. I'm holding one right now. And you are, too, I noticed.
Yeah, I have one. This is, of course, your listeners can't see it, but I do my favorite watercolors and images are also available on mugs and, all sorts of accessories for succulent collectors. There's a lot of cool stuff on my Zazzle store.
I'm looking at it right now.
The nice thing about, if you sell plants, that's a perishable. But if you sell a coffee mug, that's available forever. And what I love about mugs, in fact, you'll see this if you go to DeborahLeeBaldwin.com and you type gifts.
Oh, I'm looking on there right now. Hold on.
You type gifts into.
Oh, the search bar. Oh, got it.
The search bar.
All right.
And I think.
Oh, succulent project.
Well, scroll down and you'll see holiday ideas like make a succulent cornucopia.
Oh.
And then the item right below the succulent cornucopia is make a succulent mug gift bouquet.
Oh, it's great.
And you can see that you can give the mug full of colorful cuttings. And this is one that I did that you see on the succulent mug gift bouquet. This has a video that goes with it. But these were my hostess gifts for Thanksgiving one year. I took a succulent mug gift bouquet to all the ladies who were at the Thanksgiving dinner at my in-laws' house. So it's just, it's like a succulents plus a gift that goes on forever.
I love that. And what's really great too, is you show step-by-step how to do it, which is very helpful.
Some people are visual learners. They want to see it on YouTube. And some people don't want to bother with that. They just say, give me the step-by-step. So what I tend to do nowadays is do a video of a project that has me excited. Then I do a blog post on it with a step-by-step and photos. And I announce it in my newsletter, Celebrating the Joy of Succulents, which is free and anyone can sign up for at DeborahLeeBaldwin.com. You can either type subscribe in the search bar or you'll find the subscribe form at my homepage.
And that's the email that you sent.
Yeah,
I get that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
We keep in touch through that.
Right. Yeah, that's fantastic. So this time of year, it's coming up on who knows? It's 90 degrees one day and 60 yeah. degrees the next. We yeah. don't know what time of year it is, except it's California. Yeah. Is there anything that we should be thinking about theoretically, or getting out of the hot weather and into the cooler weather and into the rain? Is there anything maintenance wise that we should be doing now to our succulent gardens?
Absolutely. This is the time that aeoniums, which I mentioned earlier, are coming out of dormancy. This is the time to cut them back and replant them. I recently did a post on that, a video and a newsletter. And Lisa, the newsletter that went out this week, I don't know if you got a chance to open it, that shows a $2,500 succulent planter that I saw in Summerland at a garden boutique that I show how to make for $250.
Oh, I saw that, but I didn't read it. I just went,
yeah.
What?
Oh, I know. So,
you're brilliant. You're brilliant. I love it.
Well, now let's just say that this particular planter at Summerland is worth $2,500 because it's by a renowned Swiss artist designer who has passed away, and his cement containers are collector's items. Oh. So you can justify that price. However, you can get the same look in a fiberglass or resin planter for 10% of that. So I suggest anyone who has ever shopped in that garden boutique, and is it okay if I say its name?
Sure.
The Well oh, yeah. in Summerland. You're probably exactly. familiar with it.
Yep.
Just a stone's throw from Montecito and the Royals and Oprah and Ellen. You know, they've got a very high-end clientele. They have absolutely stunning, gorgeous stuff. They were very gracious in telling me to go ahead and take photos and a video. But they may not know that I'm showing the world how to make what they're selling for $2,500 for $250.
I love it. Thank you, Deborah Lee Baldwin. We have to go for a break. We've been talking with Deborah Lee Baldwin on Garden Gossip here, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Garden Gossip with Lisa, Leanna, Deborah, a bunch of A names.
Oh, yeah. Deborah Lee Baldwin. It's Garden Gossip. We only have a few minutes to go. Thank you for coming on the show. Any last words? Of course, other than not going to be that last words, like, gee, can I have a cigarette? Not those kind of last words. Last words before we say goodbye.
My epitaph, the queen of succulents. She launched interest in succulents worldwide. My books, please remember that they are perennial resources for gardeners on this topic. My YouTube channel, now nearing 7 million views, my newsletter, Celebrating the Joy of Succulents, and of course, my website, which I update continually and is a vast and comprehensive resource, DeborahLeeBaldwin.com.
Thank you, Deborah. Always a pleasure. And you're gorgeous. I'm mesmerized by your beauty.
I put on lipstick just for you, Lisa.
I didn't. And I should have. I should have dressed up. And I didn't. But that's so nice to see you. So nice to talk to you. Always. I'm so glad you sent me the newsletter because it gave me the idea.
And the calendar is on its way.
Can't wait. All right. Well, how much time do we have, Leanna? What are we doing? Oh, gotta go. It's Garden Gossip.
That's about it. That's all the time we have for today. If you have any questions, you can always email us at montecitolandscape.com or call 969-3984. And until next week,
fill your garden with joy.
Waiting for you back in your own backyard. You'll see a castle in Spain through your window pane. back way